Welcome to the Organic Content Marketing Podcast with your host, Katie Toby Grinley. I'm here to share what I've learned about content, marketing, building a community from running my multiple businesses. So get ready for tips, trainings, and mindset shifts so you can create not only epic content, but an incredible business. Welcome back to another episode. And today I am thrilled because I am joined not only by one of my dear friends who is just the nicest, kindest, and most supportive person in the whole world, but we are also celebrating with her today. It is the one, the only, the legend that is Kenz Solomon. Hi, Kenz.
Hi, Katie. Oh my God, that's the best introduction ever. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
So, Kenz, we're celebrating with you today because you have just reached 150,000 students on Udemy. How does that feel?
It feels incredible. I've been doing this for years and I still pinch myself every time I have a milestone like that. And this one is the biggest yet. And it feels extra special because on the exact same day I hit 150,000, that same day 2 years before, I was celebrating 75,000. So that doubled in 2 years. And I was like, oh my God, we doubled it in 2 years. I didn't even realize. So it feels incredible.
Okay, so let's unpack everything. So you have got 150,000 students on Udemy. So let's start from the very beginning. Why did you start creating courses on Udemy?
Okay. The reason I thought I wanted to create courses is because I thought it's going to be a better way for me to use my skills, because before I started creating courses on Udemy, I was a social media manager for local businesses here in Egypt. And I was like, I had very humble services and I was undercharging very much and I had a lot of clients and I was like, I need to do something different with my time and to be able to make better money with my skills, to be able to also like pay attention to my son. I was a new mom. And this is what I thought why I'm starting. And deep inside, I was like, I know there's more to me than just this. I want to share something with the world. I want to have a worldwide impact. I want to change the world. That's like the big reason. But back then, it wasn't like in the background. It was not the main thing that made me start. But now I'm like, I'm doing this because I want to change lives every single day of my life until I leave Earth. And I want to have fun doing it. And I don't want to fit myself into a box in any way. So I don't want people to make me think or believe that I want to look a certain way to be successful in business, or be from a certain background to be successful in business, or to pick a niche to be in business or to be successful in business. I'm just enjoying it. Right now I'm doing it for the fun of it and for the impact that I want to have on people's lives.
Well, that is absolutely incredible reason why you want to start creating courses. And I do absolutely love the fact that you decided that you were meant for more, like you wanted a bigger impact on the world. I love that you discovered that so early on in your business journey.
Yes. And it actually has like roots from my childhood. So most of my life I was being told to my face that I'm not pretty enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not funny enough. And I grew up being silenced. And it was a big thing for me to want to feel heard. And creating the courses now and sharing everything that I know now and growing while doing this as a person makes me feel so many magical feelings. Like, it feels so good to know that you're sitting here right now. I'm sitting here with you right now. And there are people somewhere out there in the world in a country that I never visited who speak a language that I don't speak, who are listening to me and my voice and what I have to say. There are no words that can ever describe how that makes me feel.
I love how you describe that, because I think we can get so caught up, can't we? Like, only 3 people have liked my post, or 10 people listened to my podcast. But it's kind of like, well, you've just impacted 3 people, 10 people. Like, it doesn't matter how many people you impact. It's the fact that someone is taking time to listen to what you have to say, and you might, you know, give them a bit of a confidence boost. You might inspire them to do something. You might give them a piece of information that helps them with their business or helps them in their life. And yeah, I feel like there's no better feeling knowing that you've helped someone in some way. And yeah, to me, I get really frustrated when, yeah, people kind of, I guess, moan and whinge about how many people, you know, but I think this is such a great lesson as well, Kearns, because you, when you first started, obviously you didn't have 150,000 students. Like, this has taken you years. So kind of like, what was your mindset when you first started creating your courses and putting them on Udemy? Like, even when, like, maybe you only had a few people, like, what inspired you just to keep going? Because as well, like, I think it would be really interesting if you can tell us, like, as well now, how many courses you have on Udemy, because there must be a whole bunch.
There's 66 right now, created and co-created. So some of them are just my creation. Others are collaboration between me and other people. And speaking of mindset, those who feel bad because just one person liked their post or bought their course or showed up to their live workshop or something like that, that is completely understandable. We all get this. Like, until today, with all the following that I have and all of my students, sometimes I still get into that mindset. Sometimes when I'm posting on social media, sometimes when I'm sending an email to my list, I'm like, sometimes we do get caught, like, with the numbers. But what helped me get through this and change my mindset around this was thinking of myself, that I am the result of someone else's impact. So I am one person who learned from another person, and I took what I learned from that person and I did something with it that completely transformed my life. So if I get to be that person to another person, if I could turn this into a cycle, that's all I would want. If one person buys one of my courses, even if I spent hours and days creating that course and just one person bought that, and that person actually watched the course and took action on it and changed something about their lives, I need to think then after this person changes something about their life because of the impact they had from me, how much are they going to impact the rest of the world? You know, like the snowball effect. So when you're thinking of the number of people who are interacting with your content or joining your offers when you're still starting, or even after you start, like, you will always have highs and lows. Sometimes I would create something that would sell really well. Other times I would create something and very few people get it. I'm still happy even if one person joins anything that I create, because I don't measure it by the numbers. I try to focus on the impact that this is going to multiply in the future. That one person might be my next raving fan who would go and tell all of their friends about me. And before you know it, they will, like, want to check me out and see if I'm a good fit for them to work with. That one person could be a change maker in the world that I helped with just one inspiring sentence that I said in a course, not even as a part of the course itself. Like, I had someone reach out to me the other day and she was like, you need to transcribe your courses. There is a saying that you say in the course that needs to be turned into a quote. And it's, if it's not aligned, we leave it behind. Like, that had nothing to do with the rest of the course content whatsoever, but she loved that part. So don't underestimate one person interacting with your content or joining your courses or doing anything. Think of the impact you have on that one person that's going to multiply of them having impact on other people's lives, all because you started this chain reaction.
Yeah, and I love that. I can really, like, visualize people sat at their desks and kind of, like, muttering to themselves, if it's not aligned, leave it behind. Yeah. And I love that you said it wasn't anything to do with the post, but you just slipped in that quote. And it was the quote that became the most impactful thing. And we never know, like, what is going to really resonate with people until we've actually created it. And I find that so interesting.
Yeah. And it's totally okay to feel your feelings. Like if sometimes you're feeling frustrated because you put a lot of effort in a piece of content or in a course and it's not working, that's completely okay. But don't let yourself like get hung up on that too long, because there are people out there who are still waiting for more from you. This piece of content might have not worked, but the next one might be better. And the one after that might be even better and better. We are learning and growing, and it's not like nothing is set in stone. You could create a piece of content that you're very proud of right now, and in a few months after you learn something new and grow a little bit, you're going to get back to this and like, oh my God, I need to update this.
Mm.
So give yourself space and allow yourself to both feel your feelings and still focus on how much you can grow from this, instead of just feeling, no one's listening to me. I thought no one would listen to me. When I was creating that first course and when I'm putting it out there, I thought no one would ever buy anything from me. Who am I? For people to leave all the experts on that platform and come learn from an Egyptian housewife from half around the world. Who would want to listen to me and buy anything from me? And I was wrong. And the only, like, when I started making money, it was not even after, straight after creating the course. It took a little bit, like, a few months for me to start seeing my first sale for the course. I gave people 1,000 free coupons to grow my courses. And I never even thought that 1,000 people are actually going to redeem that coupon and join my course. I was like, if I get 100 people, I'm more than happy. I'll throw myself a party. And when 1,000 people came, I still questioned myself. And I was like, maybe they joined the course just because it was free. Mm. And once they have an opportunity to go through the content, they're going to hate it. They're going to give me the worst reviews and I'm going to be miserable. That didn't happen. So I still didn't think of like, how many people started the course? How many people finished the course? I try so hard to not be so hung up on numbers. And think that if every single day I show up in my business, I help one person or inspire one person, even if they don't tell me right now, like there are people who would come and tell you after a few months or maybe a few years that you've been inspiring me all along. I love your posts and I love your content. They might have not ever left a single comment on my posts or in like they never reply to my email. Sometimes they open some of my emails and don't even click on the links, but they're there. That means they want to hear from you. So don't get hung up on the numbers and like feel your feelings, but focus on the growth.
Yeah, it's detaching ourselves, isn't it, from the result, the outcome, and kind of saying, okay, how am I going to show up for myself today? How am I showing up for my business? And it's not just taking it personally. Because I think when we do that, that's when we struggle to show up. But it's actually, this is what I'm doing in my business. This is what I'm doing, you know, step by step, bit by bit, doing those simple tasks every single day. And I think when you are able to do that consistently and keep going, being detached from the results, that's how you make an impact. And it can be, you know, hundreds, thousands, millions. And I feel like that's such a great point to share with everyone, because yeah, I think so many of us just get caught up on the future, and I think we really need to just actually focus on what's happening right now.
Yes, absolutely, couldn't agree more.
So Kens, 66 courses, 150,000 students. By the way, does it ever get boring hearing that right now?
No, honestly, no. I enjoy it every time I hear it.
Okay. So 66 courses and 150,000 students. How has it impacted your business by creating these courses and by being on Udemy?
Okay, so creating so many courses taught me so many lessons. I didn't create all the 66 courses on my own. Like I did by myself create over 100 courses in two different languages because I teach in Arabic too. I have a private community here in my country, but creating and co-creating courses taught me things about tech, taught me things about collaboration, taught me things about growth. Every time I'm trying to make it even more fun and even more simple and trying not to overcomplicate things, not for me or for my students. So that taught me so much. And just seeing the growth that you can grow while growing your business, and you see how much you changed as a person, what you learned, how you take decisions now versus how you make you used to make decisions before. The people around you, the circle of influence that you have, the way you think of the world, the way you see the world, it's it becomes different and you don't even notice until you stop and look back. That's one part of it. But being on Udemy impacted my business because with Udemy, I was able to start without having to overcomplicate things for myself and without having to stick to a niche. And when I, like, there was a phase in time where I put Udemy to the side for a little bit to try something shiny. And I tried to niche and I tried to do all the things that I was like told by the gurus. And I ended up being burnt out for 3 years. Then I came back to what was working and things continued to grow. The only thing that was growing all the time was my Udemy account. Because it's a marketplace, they promote you to other people. And I don't have to worry about marketing as much. I literally create a Udemy course and put it on there and let it do its magic. And I focus on other things that I need to do. So being on Udemy helped me to reach an international audience. And it helped me to be able to collaborate with people in fun ways by doing collaboration courses. And it gave me, like, it's a big part of my story. And now when I tell my story, it's one of the reasons why I actually have that story. If I didn't have that marketplace to start with, and if I didn't follow the strategies that I followed, I wouldn't have been here. So it's a big part of, like, my business success. Plus, it's fun to do.
Yeah, and I think...
Courses are not long courses. These are, like, 30 minutes to an hour per course. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, we're not talking about really chunky courses that take you 6 hours to get through.
Yep. Nope. Yeah. I don't do that. I'm like, if anything crosses 2 hours, I mostly will not publish it. Unless it's like a big program, which I only have a couple of those and they're not actually that big. But only because they're like what I like to call a journey course. So there are 7 types of courses that I teach people how to create. And one of them is a journey course. This is where it gets a little long, but never 6 hours. Like, nope. I don't do that in my world.
Yeah. And I love what you said as well, Kenz. Like, you tried to do what you thought you had to do because, like, the gurus in the industry were telling you to do that. And I feel like that is a mistake that so many of us make. And for you, Kenz, you're such a creative person. Like, you always have lots going on. Because you enjoy so many different things. And I think, you know, as, you know, neurodivergent business owners, we kind of need that, don't we? We need to be able to switch things up and obviously, you know, chase the happy hormones for us to
do boring things.
Yeah,
we
do not like to do boring things. Yeah, absolutely. That is why I outsource all the boring things. Well, the things that I think are boring, like other people get really excited about them, but to me they're boring. And I, yeah, like, that to me has been like a game changer. So I love that you have found the thing that's been a game changer for you and still excites you, because you're like, do you know what, I'm going to create a course on organization, and then you're going to build like a course on I don't know, like happiness, or, you know, YouTube
happiness, mindset, marketing, content, social media. Like, I can create courses about anything that I like, just because it's fun and because I don't like boring things. I looked at the types of courses that I can create. This is how I like thought of the 7 different types of courses. So I don't get bored creating one type of course all the time, but just changing the topics. That didn't work for me. So I was like, okay, we need to see like what can we create into a course that doesn't have to look like what everyone else is creating as a course. Even when I'm creating a new offer that is not a course, like a group experience or my one-to-one offers, any of those is not structured, nor does it look like what I was told. This is how it's supposed to be look like. I get to play with things and I get to make things as fun as possible for myself. And the minute it starts to get boring, I either retire the thing and do something new or find ways to make it fun and exciting again for me and for the people who are in it. Other than that, not doing it. I can't. Yeah.
I love that so much. Yeah. I love as well, Kenz, that you just own it. You're like, this is me. And if I find it boring, that's it. I'm not doing it. Even if it's making me all this money. No, boring. I'm so over it. Done. Next.
I promise you, it took me a lot of work to be able to think like that. And again, this is part of growth in business. I've been teaching courses on Udemy for 9 years now. Next July, it will be exactly 9 years. And through those 9 years, I'm not the same person anymore. Thanks to everything that I'm learning, like while I'm on my journey. When I first started, I didn't know how to think. Like, I thought back then that I knew everything. You never know anything and everything. That's like, no.
So true.
No. Yeah, I thought like I'm a know-it-all. I'm gonna like make this super, super awesome. This business is going to grow like fire. And I fell down multiple times. And every time I fell down, I had to pick myself up and like stand up again. I learned a lot of lessons. And when I was thinking that all the shiny strategies that people were talking about that I should niche and then micro niche and stuff like that, I built businesses from the ground up and burned them down to the ground again. I created lots of pieces of content that I completely removed off of the internet after that. It took me, like, it took a lot of ups and downs for me to be able to, like, instead of me trying to be me, I was trying to be what I was told I'm supposed to be in order to have a successful business. Like, way back in the day, I stumbled on a word right now, I would have felt embarrassed and ashamed and, oh my God. And now I'm like, English is not my first language. And even if it is, everybody makes mistakes when they're talking. That's not a big deal.
Do you find there were like any pivotal moments or lessons, or do you think it was just like everything, like small things along the way? Or is there anything big that stands out to you?
Yeah, it's a lot of things. I would never be able to like pinpoint certain pivotal moments. It's like every day there's something new I'm learning. Sometimes it's learning by making the wrong decision and learning from it, or making a mistake and learning from it. Sometimes it's for, like by feedback from the people you work with, or feedback from mentors you're learning from. Sometimes it's by reading a conversation between two people that I don't even know and realizing something that was missing. I'm like, oh, you just continue to learn. And you only are able to learn when you decide to show up. And decide to show up despite how you feel and how scared you are. I used to feel very, very scared of being seen. Visibility for me is something like was very uncomfortable. Having camera confidence and speaking to a camera on Zoom meetings, doing live Zoom like presentations or being on a Zoom call, that was a big challenge. I felt invisible most of my life. For me, being under the spotlight every single time in my life was not a good moment. It was always something either scary or just not okay. I don't think I have even one memory of being in the spotlight and everything was fine growing up. And then I went from this to showing up online and it was scary. I learned a lot of lessons and it took me a very long time and a lot of mindset work to be able to be confident on camera, doing live interviews, doing live Zoom meetings, meeting people for the first time online, going on stages and doing 2 TEDx talks.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was like, hello, when are you going to mention the 2 TED talks that you've done?
Yeah, 2 TEDx talks. One was in 2019 and one was in 2023. But before the one in 2019, I was rejected 4 times in a row, 4 years in a row. I apply and I get rejected and I apply, I get rejected. And I was like, okay, I'll just try one more time. I'll try again. Because it's something that I dreamed to do. And even though like I've been dreaming to do this for a very long time, when I did it, it was still scary. And I think about it now, like, yeah, it's one of the lessons. You were scared, yet you applied. You knew you didn't want to be under the spotlight, but something inside you felt like you wanted that spotlight and you want a good spotlight moment and you want to have your message shared with the world. That TEDx talk is a legacy, something that my son is going to show to my grandchildren one day. And he's going to be like, this is your grandma. Look how cool she was when she was young. That's what I want.
So, I love that.
Yeah, it was scary, but it happened. So my message here is, like, even if you feel invisible, trust me, I know what that feels like. But when you decide to show up, don't listen to the advice that tells you how to act, what to say, word for word, how to dress, what your surrounding or backdrop is supposed to look like, what your accent needs to look like, how do you want to sound like. Just focus on how you can be as yourself as possible, because even if you think like I used to think, and I still think, I'm weird, I'm awkward, I fidget a lot when I'm sitting, I can't sit straight for 10 minutes. I have my hands in my pockets, so I don't move that much in the video, just so you know. Yeah, my pockets right there. But like, allow yourself to be yourself. It's scary, but the more you do it, the more you're going to feel comfortable doing it, and the more you're going to stand out just being you. You don't have to do anything else to stand out. You don't have the most shiny website or the most followers on social media or 150,000 students on Udemy or anything. You just need to be you.
Yeah, I totally agree, Kenz. And actually, like, I feel like you are so yourself online, and it is so refreshing. I love that sometimes you show up to our calls and you've got like Mickey Mouse ears on. I love it sometimes, like, you've got, you know, you might have a witch's hat on, or sometimes you've got, like, Kenz, by the way, has the most amazing mug collection. And I love it sometimes, like, she'll come on our call and like she's got a Cinderella like pumpkin carriage mug, and she's just there casually like sipping her tea like it's no big deal. And I'm like, that is so flipping awesome, like, hello, I just love it. And I love it, Kenz, because those things make you so happy, and you're not prepared to hide that. And I think so many, you know, business owners, we do hide the things that we actually really, really love. And I just wish that everyone, yeah, could realize, actually, by sharing the things that you love, that are you, that you enjoy, it becomes infectious because you show up with a whole different energy.
Yes. It's like, it's exhausting for your audience too, to see you trying to look and sound like everyone else. Trust me, I did that for years. I wanted all the glittery pinky branding and a very shiny sparkly website with all the stock images in it. I'm like, right now I take a photo of my mug and my teapot, because yes, I drink my tea in a pot, and I have like cute mugs and cups, and I enjoy my tea moments. I even have a whole like email newsletter called Mugful Moments, because I'm obsessed about my mugs. And like, so it's exhausting for your people to keep scrolling through their feeds, seeing the same person in everyone else's feed. Like, you sound like the other person, person, same type of photography, same type of messaging, same type of branding. Then when you, like, the people who are being themselves come in front of those people scrolling, they're going to stop and see that, because that's the difference. So it's not standing out by sounding like everyone else. It's standing out by doing the things you like to do, showing up the way you like to show up, and having fun with it. And when you are having fun, that vibe is going to be the thing that's going to connect you with your people. I have a lot of people in my audience who literally started following me because they like my marker collection or my workspace photos. And I'm like, thank you. I'm proud of that, because I built it from scratch, from money I made from my business. And I get to show up as myself now, feeling great about everything that I do now because of the business that I built. Yeah. If the business didn't support me, I wouldn't be able to do any of this.
I love that. I feel like this is a really good, like, moment, I guess, to talk about showing up online, because I feel, Kenz, you have a love-hate relationship with social media. And I know that because you're part of my engaging content club. So we get to talk about your social media content on a regular basis. I really like how you use social media, because you don't show up on a weekly basis, a daily basis. But when you do show up, you show up with such impact and, I guess, authority. People do engage with you. People talk back to you. People are interested in what you are saying. They're signing up, you know, to your offers. Maybe it's a workshop that you're doing. People happily show up for that. And I'd love if you could talk a little bit more about that. And, you know, was it a conscious decision maybe that you were only going to show up, drop some knowledge bomb, and then like leave again? I'd love to know like your thought behind it.
Actually, thank you for mentioning me being a member in Engaging Content Club, because oh my God, I have been in a love-hate relationship with social media for a very long time. And I thought it's one of the ways that people are kind of forced to be someone they're not in order for them to get traction. So if you want to get some traction, use the trending reel sound and maybe learn some lip syncing or dance or like do stuff that you don't usually do just to be like everyone else who's trending right now, so you can get some views, so you can maybe get in front of your target audience. And like, to me, I saw it as a vicious cycle, to be honest. It was exhausting for me to show up on social media. Then when I joined your Engaging Content Club and you gave me feedback on what I was thinking and feeling about social media, and you were like, Kenzie, you're having fun everywhere. Why don't you make this fun too? You don't have to show up. Like, consistent is not constant. You don't have to do this every single day. You don't have to show up if you don't want to show up. Just make sure when you show up, you're having fun with it. And as simple as that sounds, again, we were talking about the impact of one sentence from one person to one person. This is what you did for me. Like, this is your impact on me right now. When you said that, it took me to a whole other direction. And I was like, yeah, who needs stock photos? I don't buy stock photos anymore. And I was buying, there was a time in my life where I was buying so many packages of stock photos to an extent that I started shooting my own and wanting to sell them, because I was like, ooh, this is fun. I actually have stuff in here I can photograph. Then I was like, wait, I have stuff in here that I can photograph. Then I can take my own photos for my business. Why do I think that my personal photos just don't fit? People don't care. People want the value in it. And that was something you helped me with so much. Then, because I'm both super freaking busy, if I'm not working, I'm taking care of my family. And if I'm not taking care of my family or working, I'm taking care of myself, I'm doing something fun, I have some hobbies, I'm learning so many things. So my day is cray-cray every single day, even weekend. Showing up for social media used to take a lot of my energy. Even if I didn't end up posting, the mental bandwidth that it had inside me was so much. Then with ECC, I was able to just show up for the call. Katie's going to answer my question and like hold space for me and give me actual feedback on the content that I'm creating, so I'm no longer in my head, and so that when I finish like getting feedback from her, my content is ready to post. I'll just post the thing and continue, like move on with my day. That was such a game changer. And even now, like I could come to the call and map out content and schedule some of it or post some of it and then not post some of it and don't feel bad about it. At least I know what I'm doing and I know I'm having fun with it. Not to mention, having an extra set of eyes from someone who is an expert, who would give me feedback on the spot. You were like, change that. No, your energy is this. Are you okay? Maybe you need to own that a little bit. Like, there is this one reel that I posted in 2024. I did a little bit of a rehearsal first and I was like, wait, I can go and ask Katie for feedback on that and ask her what she thinks. And she was like, okay, did you get your nap today? Because you need to own this a little bit more. And I don't see that happening. So I was like, yeah, you're right. And I re-recorded the reel. Literally, it was more fun this time. Yeah, and I did have my nap before, so thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, when I did that and I posted the reel, the feedback was incredible. I didn't even have an intention of going viral. And by viral, by the way, like business viral, not viral, because business viral is you getting in front of more people of your target audience. Even if there are 100 extra people, that's a lot. So that video, until 2 days ago, yesterday, it crossed 1,500 views. And there were a lot of people asking for the link for my workshop. I didn't even, like, here it is. I'm not on social media every day, and that's okay. So some people were like, I asked for the workshop, and she didn't, like, reply to me yet or send me the message. I'll go check her bio. And they went to the bio and found the link and messaged me saying that they watched the workshop and they love it so much and they want to take the next step. Being a member of Engaging Content Club has been so helpful. And not to mention, I made some really cool new friends. Like, when we hang out in the calls, it's very friendly. And I love how you support all of us despite like our businesses are very different. yet there you are, not blinking between questions. Like, I ask a question regarding entrepreneurship, and you're like, yeah, here's what you do. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then someone else asks you something about nail techs, and you switch gear immediately, and you answer that question without blinking. I love that. It's refreshing to learn from someone who is also having fun and who is, like, you know your stuff, but you're also compassionate. And you like to make sure your people are having fun with this. This is something that inspires me. It makes me, like, feel more confident showing up for my people, knowing that I'm just going to have a conversation. It's just going to be fun. Seeing other people do the things that you want to continue to be doing supports you on a different level. Yeah, I can rave about the Engaging Content Club for weeks. So stop me, please.
Thank you, Kez. I do feel very passionate about doing things that you actually enjoy rather than doing things that you think you have to do because someone's told you. I always say to people as well, like, you know, when they come to me and they're struggling, one of the questions that I will always ask is, do you actually enjoy doing this? Yeah. And if the answer isn't yes,
or did you take your nap today?
Yeah. I will literally say, well, you know, maybe we can try something else instead. You know, is there something else that you really enjoy doing? You know, and it doesn't always have to be social media. Like, you know, we have another member inside of Engaging Content Club, and she really loves podcasting. So that is her main focus. It's podcasting. It's yeah. still content, but it just doesn't look maybe the same as posting on Instagram, you know, I don't know, 3-4 times. Yeah,
and in the legendary Katie fashion, you can always repurpose.
Oh, yeah.
Take your podcast and repurpose it into social media content. You don't have to create content specifically for social media if it doesn't feel right. That's yeah. you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, trying to mimic you, but I'm doing a really bad job doing that. So moving on.
I loved the impression. I mean, maybe just work on my accent a little bit more, Kenson, and I think you've nailed it.
I cannot, not this lifetime. I tried to have the British accent, I just can't. I'm not that cool.
So, Kenz, my final question is, if someone does also have the love-hate relationship, they are thinking, maybe I could create courses on Udemy or another marketplace, but maybe they're feeling like a little bit overwhelmed. Can you give them some tips to kind of like get started so they're not in their own head and they're not overthinking it?
Yep. 4 things. Just 4 things you need to do. If you feel overwhelmed and you know you have something inside you want to help the world with, but the whole pick a niche, do the right steps or else you're not going to go anywhere overwhelms you, find me. Hi, I have a free workshop on my website that you can go and check out. And also, find Katie if you're having a love-hate relationship with social media. Join Engaging Content Club. First, I will welcome you with all of my colored markers and I'll be waving at you in the calls. But also, just focus on finding the right people to follow because that's huge. The energy and the tips and the advice that you're going to get from someone who's doing it because they enjoy what you do and because they understand what it's like to be in your shoes is like another level of everything. So 1, get my workshop. 2, join ECC. 3, stop listening to people who make you feel overwhelmed. Unfollow those people, unsubscribe from them. That's totally fine. That doesn't mean they're bad people. They're great people. They're just not your people. Go through your feeds, go through your inbox and see who, when I receive any content from them, I feel icky on the inside. It doesn't feel good. And 4, ask yourself, how can I be more of myself today every time you show up online? You don't have to do things the same way everyone's doing it. You get to play with things. Just because it's an online course doesn't mean it has to be a 10 modules, 26 hour long course. I once bought a course that was 6.5 minutes and I paid $37 for that course back then. And I was the happiest customer. I sent the incredible woman who created that course a message and I was like, thank you. that was a time saver, life saver. I appreciate it so much. And I raved about her course for a very long time. So you don't have to do things the way everyone else is doing them. Have fun with it. Play with it. Make your business a space where you rule. Like, you put all the rules. You play with things. If something's not working, we just throw it away and try something new and play with it instead of feeling forced to follow some rules that don't actually exist.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Cairns. And thank you for just being you and, shining the light and, kind of just taking the online world by storm, by doing things differently, because honestly, I can't tell you how refreshing it really is.
Thank you, Katie, and thank you for having me, and thank you for also supporting me and everyone else inside the Agent Content Club.
Always grateful
for all the support you give us in there, and all the cheering on, and all the celebration, all of your vibe. Thank you for that.
You're so welcome, because you know that I just want you all to be huge successes in your business. There's no competition. I do fully believe that we can all be successful, and it doesn't harm or hinder someone else's success. I literally love cheering people on.
Always hyping us up, always.
I will put the link to your website below, Cairns, so people can go and check out your workshop and more information about you. And if they want to follow you on social media, then all the links are on your website, aren't they?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And if you want to share it with a friend, then please do so. If you want to leave a comment or subscribe, I would really appreciate that.